word is this: I'm going to give your enemy into your hand, and you can do to him whatever you wish. So in 1 Samuel chapter 24, verse 2, they're in this cave. And again, for the sake of time, they're in this cave. And I know you know the story. They're in this cave, and they're hiding in this cave because Saul's chasing them. And Saul's got to go to the bathroom. So Saul goes in the cave, and they're like, well, here comes Saul. And they go deeper into the cave, and they're like, wait a second. That's King Saul who's going to the bathroom. And he's in a precarious situation. And one of the men say this to David. He said, let me see if I can find it here. Yeah, verse 4. The men of David said to him, behold, this is the day which the Lord spoke to you. Behold, I'm about to give your enemy into your hand, and you shall do as seems good to you. So they say, listen, remember that prophetic word you got? You know that the prophet guy gave you? Maybe it was Nathan or Gath. Remember that prophetic word you got? Listen, we're being chased, but don't worry, David. I'm going to give your enemy into your hand. That word, look at the guy's by himself in the cave with all of us. And David cuts off a piece of his garment, and the men want to kill him. And it says, with great anguish, David restrained his men. And he said, far be it from me that I would touch God's anointed. Now, there, you know, that goes on, and some powerful stuff happens there that we talked about earlier about meeting the prophets. And then 1 Samuel chapter 26, so Saul goes back home, and he's kind of in his right mind for a season, and then he goes nuts again, and he starts chasing David, and you know, he kills the priests, and he wipes out this one whole priestly family because they helped David, and you know those stories. And in 1 Samuel 26, he ends up chasing David. It's verse 6. And they're chasing David, Saul's in this camp, and they're chasing David around this mountain, and David's just staying barely ahead of him. And finally it's nightfall, and Saul's men camp. And David's kind of like up on the mountain. And David looks down at his men, and he goes, hey, who wants to go down there with me? And Abishai says, I'll go with you. So they get down there, and it says this. It says that a deep sleep, it says that all the men were asleep, for a deep sleep from the Lord was on the men. Now Abishai goes down with him. He's a bad dude. And the spear, I think it was Abishai, I'm sorry, one of his mighty men was with him. Yeah, Abishai.